can take our joy from us. We get our joy from God, who is the source of true joy. And now tonight, he continues to encourage his disciples before his departure and lets them know that through him, they can also have the peace of God. And so, what a blessing to know that through Jesus Christ, we can always have the joy of the Lord. And we can always have peace in our hearts, no matter what the external circumstances are. So we'll start there in verse 25 of chapter 16 in John. Jesus said, "These things have I spoken unto you in Proverbs. But the time cometh when I shall no more speak unto you in Proverbs, but I shall show you plainly of the Father. At that day ye shall ask in my name, and I say not unto you that I will pray the Father for you. For the Father himself loveth you, because you've loved me, and have believed that I came out from God. I came forth from the Father, and am come into the world. Again I leave the world and go to the Father." His disciples said unto him, "Lo, now speakest thou plainly, and speakest no proverb. Now are we sure that thou knowest all things, and needest not that any man should ask thee. By this we believe that thou camest forth from God." Jesus answered them, "Do ye now believe? Behold, the hour cometh, yea, is now come, that ye shall be scattered every man to his own, and shall leave me alone. And yet I'm not alone, because the Father is with me. These things I have spoken unto you, that in me ye might have peace. In the world ye shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world." So in me ye might have peace. Let's pray. Lord, thank you for the privilege to meet tonight and open your word together. I pray you'd use it now in our lives. And we pray that we would bring you glory as we respond and listen and allow the word to speak to our hearts and then meet together later to pray one for another. We just want to honor you. So thank you for this opportunity. We give it to you in Christ's name. Amen. So Jesus here making it clear that, again, he's about to leave. In the next chapter, starting next week, it's what I refer to as the Lord's Prayer, where Jesus is actually praying for his disciples and for us. And just prior to going to the Garden of Gethsemane. But these men now are being reminded that in Christ, even though they're going to go through these immense trials, they can have the peace of God. And that is true for us as well. And one of the reasons for that is, as he says here in verse 27, the Father loveth you. So we have believed in the Lord, those of us that are Christians, and we know that God loves us with an everlasting love. He tells us in Jeremiah 31:3, "Yea, I've loved thee with an everlasting love." That's the love that God has for you and for me. One of the reasons we can have the peace of God in our hearts is because that never changes. Our circumstances will change, the world will change, but God's love for us never changes. Hallelujah. And so he reminds them that the Father loves you. Why? Because they love Christ. As he says there, "Because ye have loved me." And that's the same for us. We've loved Christ. We've believed on Jesus Christ. We now love Jesus Christ through our obedient actions. And the Father loves us. Verse 28, "I came forth from the Father and am come into the world. And I'm going to now leave the world," he says, "and go to the Father." So he makes it very clear that he was already in heaven, came to earth, but now he's going to go back to heaven. And this is what we refer to as the incarnation, where God became a man. 1 Timothy 3:16, "Great is the mystery of godliness. God was manifest in the flesh." What a beautiful truth, the incarnation of our Creator. So verse 30, "Now we are sure," the disciples said, "that thou knowest all things, and needest not that any should ask thee. By this we believe that thou camest forth from God." And so they make this declaration, "Lord, now we understand that you are God, that you know all things." And Jesus now, just like he did with Peter many times, said, verse 31, "Do you now believe? Are you sure?" Because verse 32, "The hour cometh that ye shall be scattered." So is our faith going to be tested? Absolutely. Constantly. From the day we're saved to the day we leave this earth, our faith is going to be tested. The disciples' faith is about to be tested. Jesus is about to leave them. And we know what they do. They scatter. They run. They hide. And so when we are tested, what is God teaching us? The answer isn't to scatter, is it? The answer isn't to run and hide. The answer is to stand for Christ. Because we have the peace of God in our hearts. And so he finishes with this great truth here in verse 33. These things have I spoken unto you, that in me you might have peace. So he makes it clear that our faith is going to be tested, but we can have the peace of God. And so he reveals where that peace comes from. First of all, verse 33, I've spoken. Peace comes from our love for God's word. And let's look at Psalm 119, 165, and we'll see this. If we are not in the word, we cannot enjoy the peace that God wants us to enjoy in our hearts in the midst of tribulations. So notice 119, 165 of Psalms. Look what God says here. Great peace have they which love thy law, and nothing shall offend them. Great peace have they which love thy law. And the more we love the word of God, David said, oh, how love I thy law. It's my meditation all the day in Psalm 119, 97. The more that we love this book, the more that we can enjoy the peace of God. And so peace comes from this word, this book that we have. And also we find in verse 33 of our passage, he says, these things have I spoken unto you. Who's he speaking to? The disciples. If you're born again, you're one of Jesus' disciples. Just like they were. And so we, as God's children, as God's disciples, we have peace with God as well, don't we? So not just the peace of God, which we'll talk more about later, but we have peace with God. In other words, that wall of partition has been broken. Look at Ephesians 2, and we'll see this, Ephesians 2:14. But before we were saved, there was a barrier between us and God. And that barrier was sin, which restricted our access to God. That has been knocked down by Jesus, giving us complete peace with God. Notice Ephesians 2:14. For he is our peace, talking about Jesus, who hath made both one, and hath broken down the middle wall of partition between us, having abolished in his flesh the enmity, even the law of commandments contained in ordinance, for made in himself of twain one new man, so making peace. That's talking about Jesus. Jesus is our peace. And it says in verse 16, he made peace. When he died at Calvary, he made reconciliation with our Creator possible. And now we can have the peace of God, but we can also have peace with God. Romans 5:1. Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. So we have peace through Christ. One more verse on this, Colossians 1:20. Over two more books from Ephesians. Look at Colossians 1:20. The Bible says, and having made peace through the blood of his cross. So when Jesus died on the cross, the blood that he shed, as we just read, had made peace with our Creator. And when we get saved, we have peace with God. Through the Word of God, we can have the peace of God. And that is because he is the author of peace as well. And the source of true peace. So remember back in chapter 14, let's turn there, John 14, verse 27. Jesus made it clear that through him, we can have peace, no matter what the circumstances are. John 14, look at verse 27. He said, peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you. Not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. Jesus gives us peace. Hallelujah. And so peace comes from the Lord himself. And, the Bible even teaches the fruit of the Spirit. Galatians 5:22 is love, joy, peace. So he is the source of true peace. So as we yield to the Spirit of God, as we spend time in the Word of God and be close to Jesus Christ, he's promised us this peace. And he says to the disciples, in me, you might have peace. Now, they didn't completely understand what that meant yet, but they're going to, because the tribulation's coming. So back to our passage, it says, in me you might have peace. But look what he says, in the world ye shall have tribulation. He's telling them right up front, gentlemen, you're going to have tribulation in this world. And he says it to us as well. We're going to have tribulation. The Bible says, Psalm 34:19, many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivereth him out of them all. Now, what does the Bible say about the unsaved? In Isaiah, he says, there is no peace, saith my God, to the wicked. So there is no peace available to the lost, but we're born again Christians. So we have peace with God, and we have the peace of God in the midst of a world that is full of tribulation. Why is that? Verse 33, be of good cheer, I've overcome the world. Isn't that good? You're going to have tribulation in the world, but I've come to give you peace. In me, you're going to have peace. Be of good cheer. Because they're about to be very sad, because Jesus is about to go to the cross. He says, I've overcome the world. This world is going to give you so much hassle, so many tribulations, but I've already overcome it. And so you can have the peace of God that only God can give. So a lot of verses on this, but look at Isaiah 26:3, if you would. And then we'll go to Philippians 4, a very well-known passage. So we see that we have peace available as we yield to the Spirit of God, because it is one of the fruits of the Spirit. We see that we have peace through the Word of God. Great peace have they which love thy law. We see that peace, that Jesus Christ is that true source of peace, even though we have tribulation. Notice Isaiah 26:3. Thou wilt keep him in perfect peace. Who? Whose mind is stayed on thee. As our mind is fixed, as our mind is stayed on the Lord, he's promised us perfect peace. Now, Colossians chapter 4. Turn there if you would. Colossians chapter 4, verse 6. Most of you know this verse, Philippians 4, 6, and 7. The Bible says, be careful for nothing but in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. Verse 7, and the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Colossians now, chapter 3, just the next book over, verse 15. Look at this command. Colossians 3:15, and let the peace of God rule in your hearts. So God says that when we don't have the peace of God, we're out of the will of God. Because we're commanded to let it rule in our hearts. So it means that we're not in the Word like we should be, because the Bible says, great peace have they which love thy law. It means we're not yielded to the Spirit like we should be, because the Bible says the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace. It says our mind isn't stayed on the Lord, because we just read, thou wilt keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee. And it means that we're carrying around burdens we shouldn't be carrying, because we just read, be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication, let you give it all to God, let your requests be made known unto God. But God's promised peace. Jesus said, I'm going to give you peace. He says, the world's going to give you tribulation, but be of good cheer, I've overcome it. And of course, John tells us that in 1 John, doesn't he? Chapter 4, verse 4, you're of God, little children, and have overcome them, because greater is he that is in you than is he that is in the world. So what a blessing to know that true peace, our Creator is the author of that peace, that we've already obtained peace with God through Jesus Christ through the cross, because that partition was broken down through his sacrifice and his blood. And now we can live the peace of God because God lives in us and He is the author of true peace. His word gives us peace. As we give Him all of our burdens, it gives us peace. As we keep our mind stayed on Him, we can walk in the peace of God until we are in His actual presence in heaven. So Jesus said, in me, remember, in me, Jesus, you might have peace. He's warning the disciples, tribulation is coming very soon. He says, in me, you can have peace. You're going to have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I've overcome the world. Great memory verse, by the way, John 16:33, because tribulations will come. And then it's a good opportunity to stop and say, hang on. Jesus said that there's going to be tribulations, but I'm to be of good cheer. Because He's already overcome the world. And we can always have the peace of God that passes all understanding through Jesus Christ, our Savior. Let's pray. Thank you, Lord, for reminding us tonight about your word.